College. Your Mountain Rock, Q94, that's Rush. Limelights for that, the Eagles, Life in the Fast Lane. I'm Gary Lee. It's Thursday, and it's time for a little bit of your, you know, pleasure. We're going to tickle your toes, and, you know, that's about as far as it's going to go. Because it's time for your weekly Lake No Fork Fishing Report as we head on down to the Bayou Resort and visit with Gary Faraci. How we doing?
Good morning, Gary, on this one beautiful thirsty Thursday morning. A little humid, but really nice at 72 degrees right now.
Oh, yeah. It's not looking bad at all, especially where we're headed. But it's a little muggy out there, and, yeah, you know, it's a great day to head to the lake.
Yeah, morning perfect time, you know, 72 degrees, get out there on the lake early. Enjoy it. The bite has slowed a little bit, you know, with all this different weather we've had, I'll say over, you know. We've had a little bit of rain every single day practically here, and then we've had temperatures in the high 80s and low 90s, and we got more to come of that.
Yeah, yeah. It's, the summer's about to happen. We got some opportunities of rain still today and tomorrow, but then it's just going to get sunny and hot. What are you hearing though? You know, fishing wise, how are the guys and gals doing out there, the fisher people?
Early morning bite and late evening when it starts cooling back down. The top water still pretty darn good. Both those times, top water, when it's a little cooler out. And the fishing during the heat of the day has been horrible. You know, it's really slowed down. It hasn't been that good. Go off early in the morning, come back in, get something to eat, take a nap, and then go back out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's it. You know, at night I've been hearing for the guys fishing bass, black single spin spinner baits.
And, oh, yeah.
You know.
Yep. I heard the same thing.
And it's, of course, I mean, there's so many different baits out there. You know, there's so many different baits. I've got people, well, if they're going to bite on spinner bait, they'll bite on a, you know, they'll bite on a rattle trap or, it's just whatever you feel confident in, you know.
Exactly. And I mean, certain colors do make a little bit of difference. I mean, I've had this, topwater bait, Desire Spook, and it's got a chartreuse head on it, and the rest of the body's pretty much white. I have the one with the red head. The chartreuse head seems to be the color this week on topwater earlier in the morning or later in the evening. You know, how much a difference that makes, just enough, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, live bait, too. A lot of the folks that want to catch, you know, some of the stripers, the hybrids, and the whites, I think, are still pretty active. You know, I think that's probably the best species to go after right now.
I've had some guys do really well. They're using the A-rig, and they're trolling with some swim bait or flicker shad, just trolling up from the marina up towards 6B or 6A, and they're just going slow, trolling, sipping on a beverage of their choice, and they're doing pretty good. They're doing pretty good on the whites. I've had guys come back with 10, 15 nice size whites. If you want to get out there and do that, that's some nice, easy fishing, you know. That's a lot of fun, too.
The crappie, you know, I've been hearing the crappie bites picking up a little bit.
It has, both on live bait and Bobby Garland, the salt and pepper's been really good. The Red Thunder's been really good for those guys jigging. But it's picked up. I haven't seen any limits, but I've seen some nice size 12, 13-inch 8-stringers, you know, 10-stringers, close, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's picked up over the last week.
And, of course, my favorite, those big old fat, chubby brim bluegill.
And it's on right now. Oh, boy. The bluegill fishing is on. I've got to force myself to get down there and do some of that because it's fun.
Oh, it is.
It is fun.
It is. It's a blast. What about the catfisher people, you know, jugging limelines? How are they doing?
again, limb lines, that's this time of the year for that right now. The water, even though the water's going down at a steady pace, it has stabilized some. And if you can get out there and get those things set up, they get those jug lines out there right now. I've had guys do, you know, they're not slaying it by any means, but I've seen guys, and if you can get four or five a night, you're doing pretty good.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That is for sure. It's I mean, a lot of it is just how persistent you're going to be with whichever species you're after.
Exactly, exactly. I've had a couple mermaid sightings this past week. Figure that.
Hey.
Right after the rain, they made an appearance, and then I had a couple people come up and asked me if I wanted to come down. By the time I got down there, they were gone.
Oh, yeah. There's probably a mermaid out there right now.
Yeah, you know, of course, it's always elusive to me, so I don't get to see it. But I'm willing to go down and take a look and see if I can see one.
Yep, just bring some Cheetos and red wine.
That's where you're going to find me in the afternoons.
Right on. Hey, Gary, if folks want to know a little bit more about Lake Norfolk or maybe plan a little weekend getaway or maybe a little week-long vacation, how can they get a hold of you and Diane?
Gary, they can always give us a call at 870-467-5277. The Bayou Facebook page, there's a place to leave a comment on there, or drop us a message on there. And then always our website, thebayouresort.com. And I really like it when people just stop in and want to talk about it. That's fun. I enjoy that.
Absolutely. Hey, we appreciate you, and good luck with the mermaid sighting again. Cheetos.
Hey, I'll give you a holler.
All right. Yeah, if you need any help, holler. I'll come running. Stale Cheetos.
More Cheetos.
Yeah, no, and they can't be stale. They got to be fresh. That's you know, the puffy kind, too, you know.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, we'll catch you next week.
Sounds good, Gary. Have a good one.